This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at YouTube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
I love Dan Patrick. What's going on, guys?
CNR. I love Dan Patrick.
In for FSR. It's an honor to fill in for Dan Patrick.
Love filling in.
Though I will say, the night before, it really is like that 6 a.m. flight where you can't sleep because you're like, I got to make sure my alarm goes off. I can't miss the flight. 4 a.m. alarms stink. But hey, filling in for DP, an honor.
Can't sleep at night. I toss and turn. 50 years of hip-hop this weekend. I'm quoting the Ghetto Boys. Is Covino and Rich, Danny G, hip-hop guru on the phones at 877-99 on Fox. We got Joel on the ones and twos on the xylophones. I'm always impressed by Joel's xylophone skills. And, of course, Nick Hope hanging out. Spot on the videos at Covino and Rich. And thank you for hanging out with us on this Monday. Back to school Monday here in L.A. Everybody else, enjoy the rest of your summer. Hope you have a nice week. We're brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ. Yes. And now, if you missed anything, remember, subscribe to our podcast for free, Covino and Rich. So we've had a fun show so far.
Oh, and if you need some if you need some motivation, it is the first day of school, and I said out here in LA, everyone got their little message from Cooper Cup yesterday.
Yeah.
Cooper, where are you?
Coop.
Coop.
Don't play the wrong message from your dad.
Oh, Richie. It's your father. How are you?
Never know what your dad's gonna say.
Oh yeah, no, you ain't kidding.
Cooper Kupp left a message on Rich's phone yesterday. No, it wasn't a personal message.
No, it was everyone that got the Cooper Kupp message from the school district.
Hey there, families of Los Angeles Unified. This is Cooper Kupp from your very own Los Angeles Rams.
Hey, Coop!
I want to wish each and every one of you an incredible first day of school tomorrow on August 14th. Students, embrace every opportunity, face every challenge with determination, and remember, you have the power to make this school year truly amazing.
You have the power, everyone, to make this school year absolutely amazing.
Take 17.
Education is very important.
He got sent the voicemail. That's the story. He got sent the voicemail.
Who took school? Who took more takes? Me trying to play that or Cooper reading it?
I don't. You, I think. But athletes drop the ball, pun intended, when it comes to those live reads or
some are great
commercial identification, like radio station IDs. Hello, this is Mariano Rivera. Oh. You're listening to 770. You're like, Jesus, could they have put a little personality into that?
Well, you know what? The ones that do end up as broadcasters.
Well, it's true, but 95% of them suck at it.
Like, this is one of my greatest stories of all
honestly,
time.
The story spot is about to tell.
It's true. It's 100% true.
You would never believe it.
Hello, this is Jorge Posada. You're listening to 770 Yankees Baseball.
I have zero proof of this story, but it actually happened.
This might be the coolest thing that ever happened to Spot. So
ever in my life.
Take a listen.
Ever. I worked at the radio station, iHeart, in Z100 in New York, and they needed, I was working in commercial production, they needed someone to go to Yankee Stadium, the old Yankee Stadium, to go record Mariano Rivera do a Coca-Cola ad.
And they put Spot
and
on the case.
Put me on the case. Just me.
By the way, that's such a nerve-wracking experience.
They sent me with a recorder to Yankee Stadium.
You're hoping it's recording the whole time.
Right. I go, and I'm like, oh, you assume you're just going to go in like a room, like some conference room, and sit with, you know. They bring me to the field, into the dugout.
You didn't appreciate this enough.
I didn't. The dugout. The Yankee dugout at Yankee Stadium. I sat in there next to Mariano Rivera, just him and me.
And you got no picture
to
prove it.
Him and me, we're the only people in this dugout.
And
recording him.
He had all these nerves built for him to say, when I'm not throwing the cutter, and it was I like drink Coca-Cola.
No, it was some sort of like, I remember it was like, look under the cap of a Coca-Cola.
And he couldn't do
and
it.
I had to record him over and over and over and over again.
Spot, do you have the huevos in that moment to be like, Mariano, do it again, that stunk? Or do you have to be like,
I did.
Because I'll be honest, in that moment, you were younger at the time, you were a 20-year-old kid, so you probably felt, man, I don't want to correct Mariano Rivera.
But
you know what it is? It's like Derek Jeter saying Goose Fraba Rocket in anger management.
Now, this was an old school electronic device you were using for broadcasting. Like was it battery operated? It was running out of juice?
No.
Was it the old Marantz unit?
Yeah, it was one of those old recorders, yeah.
Yeah, look.
No, by the way, no proof whatsoever.
That's how I felt.
No signed ball, no photo, nothing.
Nothing.
Did you hear it on the air afterwards, though?
Yeah, I still have the recording. I still have the CD of it.
You heard Spot at the end. He's like, that was great, Mariano. That was great, Mo.
Nice job, Mariano.
But that's how I felt when I heard Cooper Kupp leave that message. You could tell. Like, he was reading it, and it was bad. But, hey, still nice. Back to school Monday, Covino and Rich. And we talked a lot about preseason football. You know, are the Saints the team in the NFC South? We were talking about that, Rich, during the commercials. With such a doo-doo division.
Doo-doo!
Is it safe to say your boy steps them to the next level, Danny G?
Why was Derek Carr playing?
Why is he all
first thing
now?
I wondered. He's
like swole. He got that glow up.
He definitely had a really good opening drive there for the Saints, but I wondered, as all the other starters around the league seemed to be sitting, he was in playing, which was interesting.
Well, he did say it looked funny because he's used to wearing the silver and black, the golden black for the Saints. Said it looked funny, but it felt right.
Yeah, well, when you rock silver all the time,
and
then you bust out the gold, it does feel a little weird. And that's exactly what he did.
He's trying to rub it in his ex's face.
Yeah.
Yeah, and to that point, he was moving outside of the pocket a lot. And Raider fans were like, why couldn't you do that for us?
You didn't do that when you dated me.
Yeah. He went to the gym. He's talking about his new relationship.
You didn't rub my feet. Oh. And suddenly he's got wheels and he's moving outside the pocket. Now, if it's a Derek Carr of 2016 like that, then he could be trouble in that division.
We've all dated that girl. She's doing what with the new guy? She didn't let me do that.
Yeah, well,
look at this guy moving. He's the agile moving out of the pocket. Derek Carr now, he's got weapons there. What is Kamara's missing? What, 3 games?
Yes,
so
suspended for 3. But look, he had a lot of weapons in Vegas too.
Yeah, let's not make it seem like he didn't have a couple elite wide receivers and Josh Jacobs and
maybe he's playing for a weak division now. So
yeah, I mean, he had bad defenses obviously in Oakland and Vegas, but. You're right. Now, all of a sudden, he's got a little bit of a better defense, and he's in a much weaker division.
So, he's the guy there, but who's the kicker?
Oh, by the way, they could open up. Just so, when you see those teams that start hot, and towards the end of the year, they come back to reality a little bit. And then there's some good teams that are like, after 6 weeks, they're 3-3, and then they go on a tear. The Saints, if you want to be a schedule watcher, they could start out hot, and everyone could think Derek Carr is like a new man. Listen to the weak-ass schedule the Saints have to start the season. When you think about all the elite teams in the AFC and, in the NFC, Eagles, Cowboys, Niners, there's some powerhouse teams. This is the Saints' schedule. Let's play along, shall we? At home against the Titans. Looks like a win to me, right?
Yeah. 1-0.
At Carolina, they got a rookie quarterback. I mean, unless you think Bryce Young out of nowhere is going to start hot, that could be 2-0. Then they play at the Packers. That could be 3-0. I mean, in Lambeau, it's not dead of winter. It's still September.
Yeah, I don't know. Jordan Love may have something to say about that.
We don't know. So that could be, it could be what I'm saying, 3-0, right? Then they play at home against the Bucks, Baker or Trask.
Yeah, pretty weak schedule.
Could be 4-0.
Yeah.
Then they have their first true challenge, again, but not crazy, at the Patriots. This is not like, that's five games right now. Six at the Texans.
I'd say so far they're 5-1 just to
then they one. Then yeah. They play at home against the Jags. You could say, all right, Jaguars might be better, but at home, then they play the Colts. Then they play the Bears. Their first game against someone that I think is a clearly better team is at the Vikings, and that's not until November. So if you're a Saints fan, don't get it twisted. You're not going to the Super Bowl, pals.
Well, they did beat the Chiefs this weekend, which goes to show you again.
Stop it with the preseason wins and losses.
Nothing.
49ers lost by 20-something to the Raiders. Stop it.
Nothing. It means absolutely nothing. I'm just trying to prove the point we
why'd
discussed
they,
first
why'd
hour.
Why'd they pull out that win, though? Because of their kicker.
Blake I don't know. Group. Us Lion fans, we brag when we go undefeated in the preseason.
You know?
It counts to some, yeah.
I'm looking.
It only counts. Yeah, it counts when your team.
I'm going further down the schedule. I don't want to. In fact, I know I'm not boring you because this is actually interesting. The Saints' schedule is so not packed with tough opponents. Let me keep going, just for the hell of it, for the smell of it. I said they played the Vikings in November. Before that, they played the Bears. I mean, Justin Fields is going to be pretty electric this year, but their defense is, you know, not great in Chicago. The Chicago Bears are going to be the opposite of what we're used to. Bad defense, explosive offense. Very rare for a Bears fan to feel that. Falcons, Lions, who will be good. Panthers again. Giants, Rams, Bucks, Falcons. Like the Saints play no one in the AFC of power because they play that AFC South, and they don't play anyone in the NFC East except the Giants, and no one. They don't play the good teams in the NFC West. They play the Rams. So the Saints might have, if you look at strength of schedule, I bet you the Saints have one of the easier schedules in the league. It seems to me like, based on what we were saying off the air,
yeah,
Derek Carr could look like a genius this year.
Yeah. Could be.
Are
tops.
You saying they're going to make the playoffs?
Yeah. I mean, it seems that way. Tops of the NFC South, especially
based on
that
schedule.
You just
promised them they won't make the Super Bowl.
They won't make, because I think, I mean, again.
You just guaranteed no Super Bowl.
I know. You know what? Whatever I say has as much clout as Colin or Stephen A. or Mike Florio or Mad Dog Russo, because we're all guessing. We're all equally guessing. For all we know, the Saints could go 12-5 or they could go 5-12. And you know what? You wouldn't be shocked. Like, you wouldn't be terribly shocked either way.
No.
So
I actually agree with you.
That's the fun of
when
Rich
said
and
that
I agree,
shocked, like
fact.
You said, 79.
Yeah, I love to disagree with Rich, and I can't.
Yeah.
But the story, or the side story, I should say, Saints have the easiest schedule based on Vegas, Nick was saying.
All right, hold on. Nick Cope, well, you got the easiest schedule, huh?
Yeah, so based on Vegas win totals, the over-unders, the Saints, and then the Falcons are just right behind them. But those two are far and away the easiest schedules this year on forecasted win totals.
So Rich, you're hitting on something for sure.
You know what, Nick? I sort of feel very smart in the moment because I saw that on the fly.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's got to be. They're not playing any. If you were to say, give me the top 5 to 8 teams in the NFL. They don't play any of them.
Well, when you look at the division, the NFC South, you already think, well, the Saints might be the team. And when you see the schedule, kind of makes it clear. So,
well, you know, that's why a lot of people
I'd say it's a pretty good educated guess
that's why
to say that
people,
they'll make the playoffs.
That's why a lot of people are not terribly against the idea of, hey, could Bryce Young make the playoffs as a rookie? Because the Panthers, if they get it together, they didn't play half bad last year. Everyone in that division was, what, like 7-9 or 6-10? That division was like
7-10, yeah.
Yeah, they were all like relatively little under 500. It's a bad division.
That's why Tommy went there.
Yeah, you know, Tommy made a good decision going there. And when you look at the divisions, and it happens every year, so don't get all butthurt if your division's really good. It happens all the time. Like, there'll be a year where your division's so tough, and you're like, I wish I was in my team was in another division. And then there's years where, like, right now, if you're the Patriots, you're thinking, I got to be in the division with the Bills, Jets, and Dolphins with what they're doing now. Meanwhile, Imagine being the Saints. You're like, yeah, it's garbage division. Now, speaking of the Saints, their kicker, this story I love.
Well, this dude is battling for the starting gig against Will Lutz. Is it Will Lutz or Lutz?
Lutz.
It's Lutz, right?
Yes. Lutz.
Blake Group is battling Will Lutz.
You could call him Lutz. If you want.
Lutz.
Will Lutz.
Will Lutz for the starting kicker spot. And this probably gave him the starting gig because he hit a 31-yard game-winning field goal to help the Saints win 26-24 over the Chiefs, right?
Never heard of him.
Yeah. Blake Group. Now,
yeah, it's probably Will Lutz's job out of
Group. Mention. Blake Group is 5'7". Get this, 156 pounds? That's wild. I know, look, he's a kicker. I get it, but 156 pounds.
That's my left leg.
I weighed that in eighth grade, maybe. You know, like,
5'7", 150. Is he? Is he fighting Floyd Mayweather this weekend?
But he's in the NFL regardless, right? So kind of cool. So he doesn't look like the rest of his teammates on the Saints. That's safe to say, right? But that became a problem on Sunday because security gave him a hassle and a huff.
Oh.
Before the game? Because he didn't have proper credentials or whatever. He's like, yo, I'm on the team. And after when
We're not letting the fans in until...
Yeah, if you work for the team, you need credentials. If you're a player, you do not. But they went up to him and they're like, can we see your credentials, please? Because he does not look like a player.
So again, here's this dude trying to win a job. He shows his coolness under pressure. Again, undrafted rookie, but got the game-winning kick. 5'7", 156 pounds. Got a little hassled beginning of the game. I know Danny G has more of the details on that. But then after the game, when he's celebrating, again, he's the hero of the day. Yes. Maybe he won the starting job. You got to put it in perspective here, right? Like, oh, this is a huge moment for him. He's a young guy. They won't let him in the players area afterward because he doesn't have, again, the proper credentials, and they don't believe he's a player because he's a 5'7", 156-pound guy. So we wanted to open. We wanted to tell you the story and talk about unassuming athletes.
Who was the golfer that got tackled when he went to celebrate with his friend? Do you remember that? It was like within the last month or so. A golfer ran on the green to go, you know, bro hug the winner, and he got tackled by security.
Adam
Hadwin.
Hadwin, yeah.
So we want to talk about the hassles and hoffs of life. Because Blake Group, you know, what happened to him happens to all of us. It happens to me all the time, to be honest. I'm like, yeah, but I'm with them. And they're like, no, you're not. Beat it.
Happened to you recently when you went up to the fourth floor.
Dude.
Kavino went up to the corporate floor to grab a couple energy drinks because he likes to poison himself.
No,
monsters.
Look, there's a refrigerator upstairs in the corporate offices that get restocked with Monster Energy drinks.
Free Monster drinks.
And a lot of the young dudes here, they go up there and they take them and they bring them here for the fridge downstairs. Mm-hmm. But there's no rule against that. It's all fair game. They go up and they go down and they just restock and whatever. But I'm always stealing the young guys here's inventory. I'm always like just taking them, right? Even though they're making the runs. So I said the other day, I said, I can go up there, right? I have the proper credentials. I have the proper key to get up there. And our buddy Birch was like, yeah, man, just go up and grab one. And because I feel bad taking other people's drinks.
And you know what? It was about time that you were the one that replenished.
Right. So I'm like, you know what? I'll go for the run this time. I'll replenish the fridge. I go up to the corporate offices. Dude, without fail, 30 seconds into it, I don't want to call anybody out. But let's just say some old Mother Hubbard started yelling at me.
Who are you?
What are you doing with those? And I was like, what? I'm carrying 3 Monster Energy drinks.
Do you work here?
Can I see your credentials?
Well, you have the proper credentials, dude. I felt like I was so embarrassed because there was other people there. I felt like a thief.
You're wearing a messenger bag with your Yankees hat tilted to the side. You look like a Grubhub delivery guy.
Okay. I look like a Grubhub. Would they have given you the same treatment?
Would you have looked like a Grubhub delivery guy? You're wearing your tilted baseball hat.
Would anyone have assumed that you're a Grubhub delivery guy? Why would you assume I am?
You got a messenger bag.
Who doesn't wear a messenger bag nowadays?
I'm not delivering packages when I come.
A lot of people wear messenger bags.
Grubhub can't get up there, first of all.
Yeah. Yeah, I had the key, dude, and I got hassled and hoffed. Dude, I felt
big.
So I come down all defeated with my three energy drinks after I told this woman, yeah, I'm on the air in 10 minutes. You know, I know she's just doing the right thing, and maybe I look like a hooligan in her mind. I don't know what it was. But our buddy Bursch was like, did you get him? I'm like, yeah, and I got yelled at immediately. I got hassled and hoffed.
I love it.
So it happens all the time.
The best was, you know what? I think Covino just has the look about him where he, you know.
Must be my messenger bag.
You know how some people have, you know, women will say the phrase like they have resting bee face, where they just look like they're mean. Covino has resting D face. Where I don't think anyone wants to do any favors for Covino because he's got his sunglasses on, his AirPods
they
in.
They want to bust my chops.
His Yankee hat slightly tilted. You're not a guy that people want to help out. We were in Vegas for NBA Con, big NBA party, and we're leaving the event. We were with the boss. We had just interviewed Dominique Wilkins. We were on the stage. We're having a great time. We leave the event, and we're walking back to the hotel. Spot, Danny G, myself. I'm like, where's Covino? They stop Covino and like, sir, you can't cut through this way around the stanchion. You have to leave the building, go outside the casino, and walk around the whole place.
All of a sudden,
and he's like, my guys are over there. They're like, sorry, sir, get this way.
All of a sudden, I didn't have the proper credentials. I'm like, what? But they did? What are you talking about?
People just look at you and they're
people
like,
just want to hassle you.
I just don't want to help them.
So, again, based on the Blake Group story, who was hassled by security. Because he's 156 pounds and 5'7", doesn't really look like the rest of the team. Other unassuming athletes who just don't look the part. Who comes to mind for you? Any other Vogelbachs come to mind for you? Unassuming athletes who just don't look the part.
There's definitely.
I have a good one.
Yeah, let's hear. Who do you got?
I'm going to save it.
Oh.
Because we're going to get to your phone calls and feedback next.
Now,
more Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick.
Let me ask you, when was the last time you looked at your tires? Every time my wife drives, I look at the rims. Oh.
Wow.
Though I did. I made that joke last week.
Sexist.
I made that joke last week. And wouldn't you believe it? I scratched my rims.
Hey, that's what happened.
I deserved it.
Well, here's what you got to do if you're going on a road trip especially. You got to do this because worn out tires are a danger to you, passengers, and the other drivers. You grab a quarter, you stick it in the tread. If you can see the top of Washington's head, it's time to replace your tires. So head over to TireRack.com, use the tire decision guide to get a personalized tire recommendation to right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Yeah, they got the full line of Goodyear tires. They got all different types of tires. You got the Pirelli P0 ones we're always talking about. Shipped fast and free to you or one of 10,000 recommended installers. You get free road hazard protection, mobile tire installation. That's available in many areas. They bring the tires to you at home or work and install them on site. It's ultra convenient. Go to TireRack.com/Dan to see the Goodyear test results and special offers. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe. I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Yo, I hear you, Joel. CNR in for Dan Patrick.
Going out without a fight.
On Fox Sports Radio.
Happy belated anniversary. 50 years of hip-hop this weekend. My mom playing tricks on me. I love this song, man. I had it on maxi single, in fact, if you want to flash it back. I'm Covino. That is Rich.
No.
Again, Danny G's on the phones at 877-99 on Fox. Super producing. Got Joel hanging out with us. Spot on the videos at Covino and Rich. Always a pleasure being in for the great Dan Patrick. Now, we're talking about unassuming athletes who just don't look the part. Based on this story we talked about that involves Blake Group of the Saints.
I mean, he's a kicker trying to make the team. So
yeah, and he's 5 foot seven.
He's not a Daniel Vogelbach who looked like he had one too many spare ribs.
Never heard of him.
That's a big dude.
Now he's a very unassuming athlete. You got to hear my dad. My dad's not the most PC guy going.
He's
a little old school Jersey guy.
Hold on. And you're trying to tell me 70-year-old guy from Jersey's not politically correct? Hold on.
Yeah. The older our parents get, the grumpier they are. He sees guys like Vogelbach on TV. He's like, you mean to tell me this guy? Like, he hates him.
How often, if you have parents that are 70 or older.
I can't even say what he says.
If you have parents that are 70 or older, how often do you have to say, oh, you can't say that anymore?
Can't say. But Vogelbach is one of those guys. You mean to tell me this guy's a professional athlete? Says who? I'm like, says the Mets, I guess. Mm. I don't know. What do you want from me?
Well, there's other guys, not just 5 foot seven kickers that get turned away by security. Before we get to athletes, I saw another clip. I'll never remember who it is now, but it's like one of those DJs that like sells out, festivals. And he almost got kicked out of his own festival. Like, yeah, sir, you can't go here. He's like, yeah, but they're all here to save me. It was like a Skrillex, David Guetta, like one of those, like an EDM type of dude.
DJ Scratch and Sniff.
And yeah, sometimes, you know what it is? Sometimes security is lax, and sometimes security is really just flexing whatever power they have.
That's the weakest part about it. And you feel that way. I mean, how often do people feel that way?
Like with B-Rabbit.
You just seen me on stage.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, that happens a lot.
Or like the campus. If you went to college and you live on campus, the days they'll let you in the gym without the pass, and then the some days you got to have your pass.
Get
in the gym.
You know where this bothers me the most, Joel? Like, places
not when you're rich and you got that kind of
smile. And I play on the team.
But there are times where I get aggravated when someone tells you to, I guess, follow a protocol that's unnecessary. I remember during the COVID years, remember where everyone was all like eye-rolly about like, oh, stay 6 feet apart and stand there. I went to an Apple store and there was no one in there.
Yeah.
And they were like, sir, you have to stand on that circle. I'm like, what circle, Doug? And they had circles that were 6 feet apart from each other. And I remember being like, no, I'm not listening to you. I refuse to play your little silly game. Or, when you're at the airport and you have to go up and down the aisles of like, where it's like, can you just take the stanchion up?
So I know you didn't do that.
I'm like, come on.
That's a federal offense.
Come on, stop.
See, you're a rebel.
Rich just smiles and thinks he can get away with anything, but that's just Rich. Look him up and you'll see why.
You get stopped for energy drinks.
I get stopped where in places I'm supposed to be.
You know who?
Without breaking any rules.
You know who comes to mind when you think about players that don't look the part? I know I got someone that's definitely not on any list or what you're thinking of.
Players?
I'm thinking of Colorado Rocky. I don't even know. Is he still on the team? Charlie Blackman. Remember the guy that looked like...
Yes.
He looked like he just was found in the woods somewhere.
He looked like he was on Game of Thrones.
Like disheveled beard. Always looked like... And even his batting stance. Unconventional ball player. And I remember always thinking like, this guy, what a weird cat.
Yeah, you wouldn't know he had that particular set of skills to play in baseball. Just didn't look the part. Right? That's really what it comes down to.
For a guy that was pretty effective... Speaking of COVID, remember he had some issues during the COVID time? Cole Beasley didn't look like a guy that was able to run those quick little routes and be effective. He sort of looked like a little bit of a weasel, right?
Yes.
Cole Weasley.
A lot of those slant guys, like Hunter Renfro.
Yes. It's like, wow, you're really that effective in the NFL. Good for you.
So you could see how a security guy or just a casual fan would be surprised to know that they were part of the team.
And anytime you say...
sometimes an impactful part of the team.
When you do say, well, security, no, don't need to be so tough. You know why they do? Because sometimes... Do you remember that person that dressed up in an NBA full uniform and like workout and actually was shooting around the team until someone's like, wait a minute, who is that?
Talking about the broke Klay Thompson?
The broke-looking Klay Thompson guy. Remember he dressed up and was just shooting around with the team?
Yes.
Filmed him driving around San Francisco with fans getting autographs and security letting him into the arena.
It's pretty funny. And as we said last week on our show, sometimes if you just walk with purpose with a clipboard, people just think you belong.
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't there a new theory? The ladder theory?
You know, the ladder theory? Nick Cope, listen to this one.
There's TikTokers that tried this out everywhere. Concerts.
So it's got to be true.
Concerts, events, movie theaters, you know, no matter where. They put on like two worker-looking shirts, and they were carrying a six-foot ladder, one on each end. And no matter where they went, people are like, go ahead. Because they're thinking, why? Obviously, they must be workers. They're carrying a ladder. So if you carry a ladder, apparently you can get in anywhere you want.
I have a few answers that come to mind. We'll open it up, too, at 877-99 on Fox. Unassuming athletes or just athletes who don't look the part. Surprised to see that they're professional athletes, a la the Blake Group story. My number one answer always was, and this is why I liked him, too. This is also a reason as to why maybe you root for somebody. He's on the downside of his career now, but my first impression of Triple G, Gennady Golovkin, was that, who is this nerdy-looking guy?
I'm from Kazakhstan.
Just kicking everybody's ass. And there he had this presence about him. Guys, I put on drama show. Max. He was always talking to Max Kellerman. Really.
Max.
I'll fight anybody, anytime. I do Mexican style, Max. And I'm like, who is this dude? And he, you know, at the time, he was a young guy, so nerdy looking.
I mean,
and just beating up on Mastodon.
Everyone. Yeah. I mean, Gennady Golovkin, Triple G.
Gennady Golovkin, I thought it was a good answer because he's very unassuming.
He's from Kazakhstan, which is where Borat's from. fictionally, right?
So he had this charm about him that made
him
nerdy.
And I'm like, that's the guy? Because I remember Covino was way early on Triple G before he became a household name for boxing fans. And Covino would be like, dude, you got to see this Triple G guy. And I'm like, the guy that looks like he just came off like a little farm in a small foreign land.
Battled again in his prime, Mexican style. So
I think he beat Canelo.
Not that last fight, but
no. But you know,
well, there's another guy. Speaking of boxing, I'm throwing this out there just for the boxing guys who watched the Navarrete fight this weekend and who watched some of the Mexican battles. You may know a guy by the name of Ray Vargas. Ray Vargas.
I'll look him up.
Yeah, he's a champion, dude, at like 120-something pounds.
Yeah, no one knows that guy, though.
But he's like so dominant, and he's so goofy looking that people might recognize him.
Oh, my God.
He looks like the dude from Nacho Libre. Not Jack Black's character. Not actual Nacho Libre. Remember Nacho Libre's tag team partner?
Oh, yeah.
You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, he's a goofy looking dude.
Imagine Nacho Libre's tag team partner from the movie, Ray Vargas, the champion boxer who's very dominant. Again, he's been a featherweight and super bantamweight champion. Looks like that character. So imagine him strutting around with his gold chains on. You know, he's kind of a goofy looking guy, but he's a champion in the sport. So again, unassuming, a la... I'll throw out an obvious one, like a David Wells. You know, you would never look at that guy and think, he pitched a perfect game.
I mean, everyone's favorite. He did steroids and no one cared because they loved him so much. Bartolo Colon.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know what?
That's the number one answer.
That is probably the number one answer on the board when you factor in how great he was and longevity he had.
I mean, I'm convinced that if needed, Bartolo Colon could throw an inning in the bigs right now at 50.
You know, man, that might be. I thought I had the number one with Triple G. Bartolo Colon is probably the most unassuming guy who didn't look the part that dominated for such a long time.
Let's go to David in Cincy. Based on the story, if you don't know the story we're talking about, the Saints backup kicker, who actually had the game-winning kick, was stopped on his way into the stadium because they thought he was a fan.
Were you ever with a girl, a woman so hot that other people at the bar didn't assume you were with her? Because it's happened to me. It's happened to me.
And it happened to David, too. What's up, David?
Hey, what's up, man?
No, not much. That's a great right there. Before I give you my answer, my daughter went to Taylor Swift, and the Bengals coach, Zach Taylor, was there. She was right by the VIP thing, and the guard wouldn't let him down because he didn't know who he was.
That's funny. I'm the coach of the Bengals. Yeah, tonight you're just a Swiftie.
They asked who he was, and he said, "I work here," and that was it. But my answer is number one, Greg Maddux.
Yeah, you know what? The professor, guy, the glasses. Yeah. Greg Maddux, what I used to love about him was that...
I think his nerdiness matched his craftiness, though. It made sense.
Nothing, you know, I'm a Mets fan, so, you know, I would not traditionally like Maddux because he, you know, Brave. But when he would throw a complete game in like 90 minutes, like a masterful, I thought there was nothing
The way you felt
better.
Or he felt about Maddux is how I felt about Pedro Martinez. Only because he was, what, barely 5 foot.
Guy was
10,
like 160 pounds, soaking wet.
Flame throwing dude with jerry curl, you know? And as a Yankees fan, I'm like, F this guy. F this dude.
Oh, you know who's the guy
you
that
can't hit this guy? Come on.
Yeah, that's another.
Because of his stature and again, the game he was playing. He was playing a really big – he was playing a big units game, and he was standing 5'10 tops.
You know, Covino, that's another category in itself, like little dudes that threw heat. And you're like, how – I mean, I know it's all mechanics. It's all weight distribution. But if you remember baseball lefty, Billy Wagner played for the Astros, played for the Mets, played around a few teams in the league. Billy Wagner, at one point of his career, was throwing about 100. And he was a little lefty that didn't even, like, had almost like a short arm throw, too. And it's like, that guy threw heat.
They got Pedro listed at 5'11", 170. I'm not buying that. No. I'm buying, like, 5'9 and a half. Now he's got to be, like, 210.
Wit in Nashville. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, man?
So I've got a story about going places and just acting like you know what you're doing.
Yeah,
so
you know what?
You
know what? It could be done. Our pal Spot here, All-Star Game was at Citi Field in 2013. Mets hosted the All-Star Game. We were able to be there. We had just your basic credential, nothing special. Spot had a clipboard and some notes because we were doing our show and stuff from there, and he just kept walking.
Walking with authority.
No one ever stopped him. And right around the national anthem time, Spot's like, wait a minute, what's that door over there? If he wanted to, Spock could have been on the warning track. It was the door to the field, and no one even cared.
Because he walks with authority, and if you heard my story prior, I'm often hassled, maybe because I'm aloof. I'm always looking around, and I look like I don't know where I'm going.
That's it.
So people bother me, and that also explains maybe why the Saints kicker, Blake Roop, was hassled. Not only because he's a small dude, and they didn't think he was on the team, but he's like overly excited because he just won the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like the
you can't
the
look
lack
aloof
of authority.
When you're stealing monster drinks. Not here.
Yeah. Gotta go to the kitchen, get them, and leave. All right, Whit, what's going on, man? Sorry. You know what, Whit? Well, we're going to take your story on the other side. I'm sorry, man. Make them halt.
You know what? Hang tight, man. We'll get to your story next and get the rest of your phone calls at 877-99 on Fox. Athletes who just don't look the part. Got more Covino and Rich on Dan Patrick next.
Thank you, Joel.
Life. Yeah.
Thank you, Joel. I'm a big Annie fan and Jay-Z fan.
Didn't you play Annie in the high school play?
I was Rooster Hannigan fan.
Oh, I thought you played Little Orphan Annie.
No, you were Annie.
That's Rich Davis.
Thank you, Mrs. Hannigan.
I'm Covino. It's Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. Pleasure to be here. In fact, this is day one, wrapping up day one of the Dan Patrick hat trick, which means we have two more shows.
Oh,
after
damn,
today.
We're almost done, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Time flies. Monster drinks.
Yeah, more monster drinks to steal. Time flies when you're kicking ass, as I've always said. So thank you guys for hanging out with us. 877-99 on Fox. And again, play along at home at Covino and Rich. Wrapping it up with this Blake Roop story of the Saints who was hassled by security because, again, he didn't look like the rest of his teammates. He's a small dude. He's the kicker, but he's small.
When you're looking at a football locker room, it's a bunch of beasts, a bunch of specimens. So when a guy's 5'7", 150 pounds, and he's the kicker, he might get stopped by security like, hey, fans are that way. I'm not a fan.
Exactly. So unassuming athletes who don't look the part. We're live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios. Let's start with Wit at 877-99 on Fox. What up, Wit, Nashville?
Hey, how's it going? So this is in line with what you're talking about, but just a little bit different.
Okay.
So this is something that I and some of my friends we did whenever we were in high school and college. We figured out after some Tennessee football games when we would go down to try to get some autographs from some of the players that all of the recruits back then, and you're talking this was like 95, 96 to about 99, 2000, all the recruits just had regular name tags on their shirts with black Sharpie saying who they were. when they would come out, we would say, hey, man, I want to follow you, pay attention to your career, whatever, because back in the day in Tennessee, they always had this publication, I think it just ended last year, called Murphy Fair. And Murphy Fair would talk about high school football players, who they were, what they were doing, where they were going to go in college. And we'd get their name tag, slap it on our chest, and we were instant recruits. We would go to the guard at the gate and say that we had left our Walkman in the locker room, and he would open the door right up. And we would go in. We were instant recruits. We would meet all the players, get their autographs, actually played high school football with a couple of guys that ended up playing for the Vols.
That's cool, man.
Well, nowadays, all you need is a ladder. That's it.
Yeah, just according to ladder, Rich, seems easier.
Just bring a ladder. Yeah, I'm here to paint the locker room.
Oh, right this way.
Oh, come right in, sir.
He said Walkman.
Yeah, he said
Walkman.
That story was from like 1980-something. Had to be.
Walkman.
Yeah.
You know how long I've known Covino? When I first met Covino, we've been working together like practically 20 years now. Early 2000s, this dude would walk through Manhattan every day when we lived on the East Coast with a Discman.
Discman with
I remember you coming to work.
The anti-skip and the mega bass.
The lockdown lid.
So that based in the boost in the bass.
Was it yellow?
No,
that was
but
a
I'll
sports man.
Yeah,
I know the yellow was
I remember
the
yellow one.
That's right.
That was the sport one. Yeah,
I'll tell you what. The more I boosted the bass, the quicker the batteries died. Though that's usually how that went.
All right, let's go to Mason in Washington State. Mason, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
The first thing that comes to mind has got to be Manny Pacquiao. He's 5'5". He's always smiling, and for some reason, he looks like a kid who can't find his mom in the grocery store. Every time they show him on the Jumbotron, I'm sure he's the nicest guy.
No, let me tell you, we were at the Crawford Errol Spence fight in Vegas. Other than Iron Mike Tyson, Manny Pacquiao got the biggest applause when they focused in on who was in the crowd. He's such a and he was smiling.
It's probably smiling. Why you rooted even harder for the guy, because he was always smiling and seemed like such a nice guy, very peaceful guy. And boxing is a very violent sport.
Yeah.
And Rich brought one up off the air. Actually, Nick Cope brought up too. He said Nick Lincecum. Tim Lincecum.
Who's Nick? His brother?
Nick Cope. Nick Cope said Tim Lincecum, who, again, he's 5'10", maybe, but flame-throwing sort of dude with long hair. Didn't really look the part.
Yeah, hippie.
And he said Butterbean, which is a funny one because, he's a bigger dude back in the day, who's in better shape now, but you brought up Tyson Fury. As big and dominant as he is as a boxer, he's not, like, built like a boxer.
Yeah, when you watch him box, and he's a masterful, one of the best ever.
Well, that's what makes it a weird thing to see, because he's so great.
Well, when you see Tyson Fury standing next, even though, because he's so big, and he's a great boxer, but when you see physically Tyson Fury standing next to Anthony Joshua and Deontay Wilder,
right?
It's like,
these guys look like specimens.
Right, yeah, who's the out of shape one? And to be honest, his endurance is even great. Tyson Fury is, like, to me, it's an anomaly. I don't get it.
I don't know. Unassuming people are fun to root for. Like I don't know. For me, Austin Reeves is one of those guys. No, Danny G?
Yeah, it came to mind right away.
Right?
And then also, who leads the NFL as far as the most MVP wins? Looks like Bert from Bert and Ernie. Great, brilliant mind. Now he's producing TV shows, has one of his own with his brother.
Mr. Peyton Manning?
He always looked kind of awkward to me. He didn't look
like a goon.
Big guy, but.
They would make, it was the biggest insult. Covino and Spot would jokingly be like, yeah, you know who you look like? Eli Manning. And it would bother me because I'm like,
it was an insult because he's kind of a goober.
Yeah, I'm like, don't stop it.
I say that kindly because he's still great,
And they both embrace it. There's the TV commercial right now where they're both dancing with youth football players.
Right,
and Peyton busts out the hip-hop moves, which are pretty horrible.
You know, you give him extra props because you could just... What the hell? What in the hell?
It's a fire alarm test in our building.
I didn't know what that was.
I was like, did someone say the Pee Wee Herman word of the day? Rest in peace, Pee Wee.
Wow, the fill-in show was so hot today that you guys set a fire alarm.
This show is fire. Dan Patrick, thank you.
Either that or they want us out of here.
Yes.
They're like, should we really leave? Or
is there a fire?
Who put some fish in the microwave?
Yo, did Ramos burn down this place again? Anyway, have a great rest of your day.
Tyson Tuesday tomorrow.
And hey, if your kids are in school, hopefully your kids come back happy after day one. We'll see you then. Until then, Get the podcast anywhere you get your pods. And follow us at Covino and Rich. We'll see you tomorrow. Arrivederci, baby.
We'll see you in the promised land.
Goodbye.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
The superbly versatile all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz. It's impressively techy and surprisingly roomy, with available seating for up to seven. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQB.